It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It is Wednesday, September 10th, 2025. It's going to be a rip-roaring, very fast, three-guest show today. It's that format, right? Plus, we're giving away tickets. And Michelle, you know nothing about the NFL, do you?
Oh, I know. Do this.
Sorry, go ahead. One more time.
Okay, for all your fans out there, you know I don't know anything about sports.
It's okay. But you do know what the mascots are, right, for Arizona State?
A bird.
No.
Oh, crud.
Sun Devils.
Oh, a devil.
Okay.
Or
I'll
a
take
sun.
I'll take that. So we have ASU versus Texas State, and they're the Bobcats, I found out yesterday. That's 7:30 on Saturday at Mountain America Field. Four tickets to ASU this Saturday. You're definitely going to want to call for that during the break. Actually, I think Marissa June is going to take that call. She agreed to that with me. So
super.
That'll be 928-855-9336. But this is even cooler, right? Arizona what in the NFL? Who's the pro team for Arizona?
Cardinals.
Yes, that's the bird.
Woo! Okay, good.
Against the Carolina Panthers. And they're at home. It's the home opener for the Cardinals. 1 p.m. kickoff, right? We have four tickets.
Ooh.
Yeah, don't call now. Marissa, don't answer the phone if they call now, all right? When I announce it, call. Four tickets plus a parking pass.
Oh, wow.
And those are, yeah, well, they used to be 25. I imagine they're probably maybe double that now.
Mm-hmm.
So four tickets to the Arizona Cardinals game this Sunday. You got husbands calling wives all over Havasu right now, right?
Honey, cue up the phone.
Right. And we email those tickets to you now. You don't come and pick them up or anything. We used to do that, but now we email them. So anyway, when I give out the info going to the break, I'll give either one of those, and you have a chance to call.
Super.
Perfect, right? All right. So you have a new person.
Yes.
But she's not really new to the business.
No.
Because you told me she's a rock star.
She is an absolute rock star. I am so blessed and honored to know Tanya Pinkren, who is amazing.
She's here, I can't coax her to get on the microphone.
She's our new marketing professional.
No, oh, there it is. It is on. Okay. Hi, Tanya.
How are you? Hi, Michelle.
You know what? I have it in the wrong thing. Oh, sorry about that. Okay, let's try this. One. To come on, get it. It's magic.
You're I'm hooked
on.
Up now.
Yes.
You are hooked I'm on
up.
The radio.
You
Hi, you
are.
Guys. I'm Tanya. Thanks,
Sorry
Michelle.
About that.
You're welcome. Thanks, Paul, for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Tell me about your experience with marketing. You come from Southern California.
I do. Born and raised in Orange County, but proudly living in Havasu now for 5 years. I have kind of an entrepreneurial spirit, and so I have experience with social media and running businesses and getting people's attention. So when the chamber was looking for someone to add a little personality to their social media accounts, I was excited for the opportunity, and I'm grateful to be here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's amazing.
So what part? Okay, you say Orange County. What? Yeah. Which city in Orange County?
Went to Villa Park High School and elementary, and then my husband and I lived in Old Town Orange for like 11 years. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And awesome. You have three kids?
Three kids.
How old?
They keep me busy. 11, 8, and 5.
She's not that old. What the heck?
That's what I'm thinking.
Kids,
like,
you're 14 or something? Come
on. You're the age of my oldest daughter.
I know. That's great. Well, welcome to Havasu.
Thank you.
Do you have experience here in Havasu as far as the heat?
Yeah. Yes. So grew up on the river with my parents. All our family vacations were coming to the lake and going on the Colorado River. And so when we were trying to figure out where we wanted to move, I was like, okay, my husband's family has lived here since the 60s and 70s, and I grew up on the river, so let's go to the water. And no regrets.
You're a water girl, not an off-road girl?
Mostly a water girl. Okay. I love being on the lake, but put me in the mountains, put me outside, and I am happy.
Well, for somebody who didn't really want to go on the radio,
she's a natural.
She's just like you.
Get me talking. It's hard to get me to stop.
Oh, boy. I've got competition. Perfect. Tell me what's happening. You've got a big event coming up, right? Oh, my goodness.
My gosh.
You have events.
I am so excited. Yeah. We've got so much going on. And, you know, I wasn't here last month. I forget why. But, I know. I had to go to the Western Association of Chamber Executives Conference Academy. So I missed out on meeting up with you in August. So I haven't seen you since July.
Oh, poor you.
Crazy. Well, I haven't seen you in the studio.
Right, right.
I've seen you behind your, on your drummer's kit.
Oh, you did a great job. You did. Thank you.
Yes, at Hangar 24.
Yeah, you guys were there. There were a lot of people that came to cheer us on at Hangar 24 the last time we were there. There was family, friends. There was four or five different tables. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, you guys do a great job. So
we'll be at the county fair Saturday. For those who are wondering, the entertainment schedule is out. Finally, it came out on Monday or Tuesday. The county the fair people finally released it. And we're at 3:30 on Saturday, 3:30 to 6:30 at the main stage. And then Black Lemon from Flagstaff is going to be on the main stage at 6:30. They're the headliner.
Now, you have to tell everyone, where is the fair?
The fair is in Kingman. Take I-40 to Stockton Hill Road. You get off on the exit there. And instead of making a left and going up towards, I always say Del Taco or Chili's or, you know, I'm a restaurant kind of guy. Those are my landmarks. Make a right and then make a left. And I don't remember the street, but it's like your first left. Go all the way. You run into it.
Okay.
It's in a residential neighborhood.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay, very cool.
Yes. And fairgrounds, it's free parking this year.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so it's perfect. Right.
Whatever it takes to get people to go out there.
And you can get tickets online.
Mm-hmm.
I Google everything. So anyway, we had them on the show. If you want to know more, go back to a week from yesterday. I think it was September 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
The fairgrounds people were on the show. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, lots of info. So
we'll have to go back and listen to the September 2nd show.
Yeah, right, right, right. But there's a lot going on at the county fair this year.
Awesome. It's going to be a great
new stuff,
no doubt.
New stuff, like what do they call those? The Midway Entertainment? The guys that walk up and down the Midway and do magic and
cool.
Yeah, stuff like that, yeah. So anyway.
All right, but back to chamber business. We have so much going on. So I need everybody to know that Desert Bash tickets are going up for sale on the 15th, which is right around the corner. That's a Monday. So it sells out every year. I don't want anyone to miss out. So, of course, grab your tickets at havasuchamber.com. Also, for those of you that are in the building industry, we do have a Building Industry Alliance group of members. And so we're having a navigating permits training at the chamber office at 11:30 on Wednesday the 16th. Tuesday the 16th.
Okay.
And then we're also having a lunch and learn. And the topic is retirement for business owners, and that's happening at 11:30 at the chamber office also on the 17th. And then for those businesses that are part of the hospitality industry, You know, there's that whole situation where you have to have a serve safe certified manager on premises all during open hours. And as a result, there is going to be a serve safe managers training happening from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. on the 18th. And that's happening at WAVE.
Western Arizona Vocational Education.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
And the address there is 1540 Palo Verde Boulevard South. But you have to register at the chamber website.
You guys have to know a lot of stuff.
Even
the chamber. You have to know their business as well as your own business.
Well, we're not the ones actually doing the training. We're not.
No, I know, but to promote it.
Yeah.
We're promoting it.
Yep. Hospitality industry business. You know, we got to support our local businesses. And hospitality is a major industry here. And then that same night, on the 18th, we're having our mixer at Michael Allen Furniture and Design. Thank you, Michael Allen.
You're Michael Allen.
5 o'clock until 6:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I just want to tee this up, okay? Because that's the mixer, but the next day is the kickoff for their annual sleepless event that they do, right?
Yes. Yeah, right.
So for you party animals that want to stay up all night, don't miss out on the sleepless event.
Sleepless in Havasu, right?
Uh-huh.
Is that the name of it?
I believe it is. I think it is something.
They've been doing it for a lot of years.
We just always refer to it as sleepless at the office.
Vanessa comes in and talks about it. I couldn't believe the amount of money they raised. It was just astronomical.
Oh, yeah. And it
hundreds
benefits,
of thousands of dollars.
It benefits mammograms, you know, free
right.
mammograms
right.
For the community,
mm-hmm.
you know, women of the community. So then we also have a legislative networking event on the evening of the 26th from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. That's going to be happening at the London Bridge Resort Convention Center. And so for those of you that are interested in what's happening legislatively, you want to network with other people that are concerned about politics, that is open to all of our members and
Anyone can register for that.
I think it's open. Yeah. The registration link is on our website, havasuchamber.com, under events. And then we're also having a legislative retreat. I think that one is by invitation only on the 27th. And that's a sort of an all-day event.
That's where Andrea's pretty busy, huh?
Yep. She's super busy and keeping the wheels rolling. But it's going to be an amazing rest of the month. And I am just so excited to be here and to share about it. I know we have a short segment today, so I'm going like
not this
super
short. We can
fast.
Go a little bit longer.
Oh, good. I'll let my hair down now.
Right. I do want to make a very special announcement, though.
Oh.
The Havasu game, the football game that was scheduled for Friday night,
mm-hmm.
is now tomorrow night.
Ah.
Kickoff at 7. We'll be there on 980 AM and KNTRSports.com. Steve Greeley, Bill Beckman will be calling the game. And it'll be Havasu playing Lee Williams
awesome.
Of Kingman.
Nice.
Right.
Oh,
right,
that'd
right.
be great.
Lee Williams coming in from Kingman. And, that game, there's a referee shortage, apparently, across the state.
Hmm.
So they've been talking about it and talking about it and on these PSAs. You know, we need referees. I guess that people thought that they were just trying to fill time. No, they really need referees, guys. So, and girls. So if you want to referee high school football, I would definitely put in for it now. You might get an assignment in a month. There's a lot of paperwork to go through and background checks and things like that. So if you want to apply to be a high school referee, I was a high school soccer referee here one time. So, yeah. And it pays well. It actually pays pretty well. You do 2 varsity games, you might walk out of there with $100 or more in your pocket for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
That's
not too bad for 3-4 hours of work.
That's a perk.
Right. And I'm talking about soccer. If you do 2 like varsity girls, varsity boys.
Right.
Yeah.
And how far, like what's the range?
I don't know. We went to, in the day we went to Parker.
Okay.
And we also did games in Havasu, but not much after that. Like not like Yuma or anything. But yeah, tomorrow night is the Havasu Fighting Knights and the Lee Williams Volunteers. Not Friday night. So don't show up at the stadium Friday night. It's going to be an empty field.
Ah.
There you go.
You know what? I almost forgot to mention, because it's not put on by the chamber, but because I love history and because I love America, you know, Constitution Week is coming up.
Yes.
Right?
September 26th.
So no, it's Constitution Day is actually the 17th.
Okay.
But you know, there's all kinds of activities coming up, and there is on the Havasu Chamber website, there is a flyer available, because on what day is it?
I want a link to that. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah. There's a Bill of Rights training that's coming up. And anyway, it's going to be happening at the library.
Bill of Rights training.
Right.
Interesting.
Well, because, you know, unfortunately, we're not all well-versed, right? In what the contract says.
Right.
Right? So it's helpful for people to know when their elected officials are breaching the contract.
Right.
So
it's a framework, not a rule book.
Right.
Exactly. I
and
get it.
Our very own Michelle is going to be speaking.
Oh, nice.
Well,
I won't ask you the topic, but people can find out more on the website. They can find the flyer. And then, yeah.
Thank you,
Sonia. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, on the 21st at 3 o'clock, I'll be speaking at the London Bridge Resort.
Well, Tanya's a marketing person. You don't market yourself very well.
I know. You know what it is? I mean, seriously, it's like it feels like a selfish plug. Like if I'm plugging myself.
Right.
So thank you.
Oh, I'll do it for you.
Selfless. Yeah, sort of. Something like that. Selfless?
You know what I'm trying to say? Yes. You know what I'm... Shameless. Shame. That's what
shameless
it is. If I'm plugging myself, it feels like a shameless
right,
plug.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, there's stuff happening basically all week from the 17th until the 23rd. And let's not forget that on the 11th, right, is the 9/11 remembrance ceremony tomorrow morning.
Yeah. That's what Russ is coming
and
in for.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. Well, I'm... Hopefully, I'll get to say
yeah,
hi to
Russ Mascari will be here in the latter part of the second half hour.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the past commandant of the Marine Corps League Detachment 757.
Mm-hmm.
And Russ will be here to talk about the annual ceremony that they have. And it will be tomorrow morning, of course, at London Bridge Beach.
Right.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. Last year when I went, I was like, wow, it was so moving. It was so moving.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
It's almost hard to believe it's not a national holiday.
Right.
When you have other holidays that, when you consider the other holidays that are holidays, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to believe that 9/11 is not. I mean, it might be in Massachusetts. They call it Patriots Day, I think.
Mm.
But anyway, are you good to go?
I mean, I could keep going. You know, I love talking, Paul. We could talk all day.
Go ahead.
Well, let me tell you about my trip.
What about Desert Bash?
Oh, Desert Bash. Desert Bash is coming up. Okay, so that's happening. In December.
Right.
And it's the first weekend in December, and it's amazing. So it's an off-road poker run, right?
Right.
And there are different businesses that are sponsoring the pit stops.
But have the tickets, have they gone on sale yet?
No. They go on sale on Monday the 15th.
Whoa.
Yeah, and they...
That's timely.
They sell out every year.
Of course.
So this is one of those things where you don't want to miss out. If you've got a side-by-side or you've got a... Can-Am or whatever, you know, you've got your off-road vehicle, come on out. We've got music, bonfire, you know, it's an overnight event.
You can even go out and watch the band if you're not entered, correct? Is that right?
Well, you can, man. You know, once you're done, right, and you go through the whole course and you come back, there's going to be, right. You know, a food truck, there's
sure.
going to be vendors, there's going to be, like I said, the bonfire
okay.
overnight, there's going to be the band, so... Lots of fun, great place
same
to hang
band?
Out,
Do you
camp
know yet?
Overnight. You know what? I should have asked Amanda who the band is this year. I don't know.
Because those guys are good, I heard.
Yeah. I mean, well, last year, I think it was Mile High.
Yes.
They did a great job. Yes. I mean, extraordinary.
The drummer's
I was particularly
phenomenal.
Happy because they sang me happy birthday.
And the drummer's really good. Anyway, we got to go.
All right. Yeah, we got to go. All right. Well, it's always great, Paul. You know,
Thank you.
I prefer a half an hour. Let's just get this straight.
I know. And congratulations to Tanya.
Thank you.
Tanya,
thank
what's
you
your last name?
Pickren.
Oh, did Pickren. I say it wrong?
Pickren?
I think I said Pinkren.
Pickren?
Pickren. P-I-C-K-R-E-N. Pickren.
Perfect.
Sorry.
Thanks,
so when,
Paul.
So when you see someone floating around by Michelle and by Andrea, and she's taking pictures and video, and don't duck out of the picture. That's just kind of,
Get in. I want
you
we
don't
in.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get in. Get involved.
Participate, but don't photobomb. Right?
That's right.
All right, if you want those Cardinals tickets, call the station, 928-855-9336. Marissa June is standing by waiting for your call. Cardinals hosting the Carolina Panthers this Sunday, 1 p.m. kickoff. Four tickets and a parking pass. Holy cow.
Woo!
To one winner. One winner, Marissa. All right. Back with more in a moment. We'll have Ashley Wood from River Cities United Way. She's the CEO, by the way.
Love her.
Yeah.
Way to go, United
Love
Way.
Love those guys. All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. A little Led Zeppelin, Immigrant Song, and I guess I'll play that one for Marissa June since she's working so hard out there answering the phones, right? Ashley, how are you?
I'm doing great. Staying busy.
I just have to remind everybody we're broadcasting from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink, but it has Russ Mascari, right? Find City Maytag, 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Russ is going to kind of sit in and listen on this segment. He's going to audit us, so... Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Just Meats by Salmon's Air Conditioning. Springberg Wealth Management. Blonzy Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road. And our newest sponsor, check this out. This is so cool. A&B Propane.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, I love them.
I know, right? Real people, real service, no hidden fees, no runaround. ABPropaneAZ.com. Right?
Yeah, they're great.
So, again, the Fighting Knights game that was scheduled for Friday night is rescheduled to tomorrow night. Kickoff at 7 tomorrow night. KNTRSports.com. We stream the game. Just like any other game, we'll stream tomorrow night or 980 a.m. Bill and Steve will get started around 6:45 with the pregame. But Friday night's game, there's a referee shortage. It's scheduled for tomorrow night. So they're going to play on 9/11. Tomorrow night.
Well, that's a special right? day, too. I'm sure yes. that they'll do something very sincere then.
And hopefully I'll get the name. Oh, Cardinals ticks are given away, I'm told, by Marissa June.
Ooh.
So she's going to text me the name, just the first name, and we'll congratulate them on the. Somebody got four tickets
Ooh.
To the Cardinals game. Word we in. Never give away Cardinals tickets.
Well, have you? When was the last time you went to a Cardinals game?
I haven't. I've you never
haven't?
Been. No.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I've never been.
That's an experience.
So, Christmas present, right?
Yep. Absolutely. He's just putting in requests, everybody.
There you go. Right. Somebody, right. In my stocking. Anyway, what's happening with United Way? You've got a lot of things that you've got. What was it? Day of Caring?
Yeah, we do. We do have Day of Caring coming up.
Yes.
There's a few things. You said the fact that the game's getting rescheduled. I'm in the same position. I'll come back to Day of Caring in just a moment because that is coming up right away. But is our Slider Safari. And we were scheduled for October 4th at the Rodeo Grounds, and there became a it was a paperwork confusion. But unfortunately, we're having to postpone the event now. And so just to make sure that everything gets approved and, you know, all of our...
the approvals aren't in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, you can have as many carts as you want, but you got to make sure that horse is lining it up. So.
Right. Right,
so
right.
Where we are now is we are postponing the event to May 15th, which is actually Slider Day.
Oh.
So I know that it is quite a ways away, but to make sure that we get everything reapproved with new dates and continue on, I do have to say a huge thank you to the sponsors that we've already locked in for the event, which include Foothills Bank, Unisource Energy, Dot Foods as well. Our goal is to raise $20,000. I will tell you right now, we're sitting at already raising $11,000. So not even having the
Whoa.
Event. Yeah, I know. I know this is going to be so big and it's going to be amazing. And we will be restructuring a little bit with the shift of the date. It's going to be changing, of course, the atmosphere that we're going to be in. And then we wanted to make it so that it's right after Mother's Day and the week before graduation this year. So we're not conflicting with any of that. But we thought, you know, what a
a great way, and we'll probably we'll be looking at location change as well, so that it's a little bit more centrally located for the community. But we're going to continue to go after more sponsors, and then also securing what activities we'll be able to provide. But we have lots of things still being put together as far as the decoration. So it's not going to be a canceled event. It's a postponed event.
Yeah, but anything over 9,000 and you've hit your goal and more.
Well, our goal is 20,000.
That's what I mean. But you said you're at 11 already?
11,000.
Sponsorships.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
I know, because we really want to have it where everybody's able to enjoy it, make it affordable, but also create awareness about the local food, scarcity that we see from
right.
so many different local nonprofits and individuals, and what the changes are everybody's facing right now. I think it's a good way to also kick off summer at that point, and then talk about what potential summer programs there will be available, especially when we're doing it right in the center of the town. So we did still host our coloring contest, though, in the process, because the cutoff to participate in the coloring contest was August 31st.
Oh.
So we had some that had mailed in their entries.
Was that just for kids? Sorry to cut you off.
No, you're absolutely right.
Okay.
10 and
a lot
under.
Of people color now.
Yeah, I love coloring.
Adults color.
Oh, me
yeah.
too. I'm like, me too.
Oh, you're right. That's funny.
But yeah, we did have some entries in here. And so I'm going to let you be the honoree.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No,
you're not going to
no.
get to see what they look
oh,
like.
Good.
Okay. So because
I'm not going to see the names, right?
You're correct.
Okay. But you're going to hold them up or something?
Yep. I'm going to have you pick one for me, and then I'll read off the name, because that's what we promised on the Speak Out show.
Okay.
Whoever entered was going to get a family 4-pack to come to the event. So when
Ooh.
You were talking about the Cardinals tickets, I was like, perfect.
Nice.
And what we want to do is make sure that they still know that they're going to be invited for the May 15th date that
right.
we're going to have when we have the location secured.
But then some of your 10-year-olds are going to be 11.
they'll still enjoy it. Oh man.
All right, let's take a look.
All right, so I'm going to put these out here. I want you to go ahead.
I'm drawing.
And you're going to you're going to
wow,
pick one, and you don't even get to see what they look like, cuz we said random.
What do you think, Russ? You like that one right there?
No preference.
I like that one in the middle. Huh? This one? Oh, with the bent corner.
He wants,
it's not really bent. Here you go.
Okay. So,
did I get to look at it?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one says our winner for the coloring contest is Winston Escobar Jr.
What a cool name.
Yes.
Winston. Nice.
So this is the coloring contest entry. Random drawing. I brought Paul in here. Nobody got to see what the colors look like for the entries. But we will also make sure we update our page on social media so that we can highlight who the winner is there as well. So thank you so much, Winston, and all of our entries that submitted. We will send you out notices letting you know about the changes to the event and what to anticipate for the end of the school year.
Wouldn't it be cool if his middle name was Churchill? That would be cool. No, seriously. That would be a lucky kid. Yeah, right. I'm just saying. What a compliment to be named. I'm just saying. That would be cool.
It would.
Yeah, but Winston's not.
It's a very official name.
Yeah, it's more of an English name. Than,
yes.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, all
right.
of you families and children that have participated in our coloring contest, because we absolutely love seeing all the amazing artwork that you submitted.
No doubt about it. What else do you have?
So, I told you we come back to Day of Caring. September 20th in Kingman, we will be meeting at the Foothills Bank location where River Cities United Way is also located. So, that's 2202 Wallapai Mountain Road. Check-in begins at 7:30 a.m., but you can pre-register, which we do encourage. It helps speed up the check-in process. We'll have snacks, waters, and trash grabbers, gloves, safety vests. And there's other trash collecting tools that they do have on hand for those that are a little bit more skilled or need a little bit heavier lifting. But we'll be meeting there at 7:30 to 8. We have volunteers that go around, take pictures of the teams in action. They get assigned to we have 14 different zones that we have designated,
right.
which are on the main street. So it's trash collecting off the streets and in the washes and around businesses and just a beautification process. We did this in
April. Did you say
April.
That was here?
It's going to be in Kingman.
Oh, in Kingman. Okay.
Yeah. We're all over the place.
Oh, I know you are. I remember.
Yeah, we have that one on the 20th, though, and then that one last, let's see here, in April when we participated, we had just over 100 volunteers participate. So I noticed yesterday I had just 20 signups that had come through in the form, the pre-registering.
Did anybody find money?
You know what? It's been a long time, but I don't – nobody
those,
said that.
Those Kiwanis trash cleanups, you know, that start where Staples is and then they go up to that next major street.
Uh-huh.
Somebody always finds like $100.
Oh,
yeah,
that's nice.
Twenties, yeah, but no small bills. It's always twenties or 100.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, how do people lose $20 or $100 bills out of their car as they're driving? I don't get that.
I think sometimes it falls. You know, and I've had that where I go to put something in my pocket and my shirt catches it and then it doesn't make it in the pocket. So, you know, it does happen.
Sure.
So, yeah, Dave Caring's coming up. I'm super excited about doing that in Kingman.
Is there a waiver signing for that?
Yeah, in the pre-registration and on our flyer, we do have a QR code that takes you directly to our webpage that features. It's a webpage dedicated. So if you go to rcuw.org, you're still going to be able to look up Dave Caring there. But if you want to see all the details that happened in April and more of a live active page, that's going to be from the QR code from the flyer. It's a long QR code, so I'm not hyperlink. I'm not going to go over that one online, but definitely contact us if you'd like to get signed up, because we have people have been reaching out left and right, and I have no problem forwarding over the link in email.
That's on your website?
Yeah, you can go to
RCUW,
RCUW.org. And then that's the sign-up form that you'll be able to access there.
Okay. About a couple more minutes.
Okay. And I am so I know that everybody can't see on the on the air, but we had just completed our Arizona tax credit flyer.
How much is it now?
So it actually did just go up for 2026. And of course,
again.
I know. And I think in my other slide, it's just over $1,000 for a married couple. And I want to say it's just around $500 for an individual. But I know for 2025, it was $495 for an individual, $987 for a married couple. To take advantage of that qualified charitable tax credit for the state of Arizona.
Right.
I sat on a presentation yesterday morning, and it was with the EPCOR divisions, and it was Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. Uh-huh. And so in our shared slides, we were all talking about the tax credit, forgetting that Texas and New Mexico don't have that same benefit.
Oh,
so,
they don't?
No. So, wow. You're sitting there and you're hyping up and you're telling everybody, you know, you're going to be able to get this money while you're keeping it local. And then especially if you have a campaign that they do a corporate match, you can really maximize the dollars. It turns from one to three now. So, tax credit is a huge benefit, but these flyers we're going to be getting out to the local tax preparers, schools, churches, just letting them know, because the way our flyers doesn't just talk about what you can do with River Cities United Way, it goes into foster care organization and their tax credit. Same thing with public and charter schools and private school tuition organizations. An individual can really rack up the potential to save money on those state tax credits.
Oh, yeah, especially state tax. But what you put in doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get that back. It'll just take your balance to zero.
It reduces your tax liability.
And it's all through ADOR, Arizona Department of Revenue. Mm-hmm. But charitable, that's qualified charitable organization, right?
Yep, it's the QCO.
Right. Mm-hmm. But there's also the education tax credit. This is totally separate from that.
Yep. So that one's the foster one is the QFCO.
Uh-huh.
The public and charter schools is the PSTC.
Wow.
Private school tuition is STO. And then ours is, of course, the QCO. So, yeah,
right.
a lot of O's there.
Yeah, no kidding. Is that it?
I was like, it's never it, but if we got a time crunch, I can always save it for our next time.
Right. Okay, well... good luck with the event, even though it's in May. We'll talk to you a few times before that, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? We're going to do some talking about 9/11 when we come back with Russ Mascari.
So important.
Right. Past Commandant from Marine Corps League Detachment 757.
Thank you, sir.
Did I get that right?
Hoorah.
I want to talk about your grandson, too. You're kind of a celebrity right now.
Oh, yeah, right. just because my grandson's a good basketball player.
The highest... 3-point percentage in NCAA basketball, if I remember right, this past season.
He was right up there.
Yeah, like 48% three-point shooter. He's like a Steph Curry in Drake.
Nice.
In Iowa. That's in Iowa City, right?
Yeah. Drake? Des Moines.
Okay. Oh, that's very right. Nice. University of Iowa's Iowa City. Yeah. Jim Chaney's going to thump me on the head when he hears that. Well, all right. Thanks for being here, Ashley.
Thank you so much for having me.
Again, Ashley Wood, River City's United Way CEO,
yes.
Chief Executive Officer. Right. Congratulations to Sheena. Sheena, it was her first time ever winning on our stations, winning anything.
Congratulations,
that's pretty
Sheena.
Cool. Because we don't give away Cardinals tickets every day, and we didn't have just the same old people calling this time. So good job, Sheena. We appreciate that. Now we're giving away ASU versus Texas State, and that is this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at Mountain America Stadium. We have four tickets, no parking pass, but four tickets to the ASU game this Saturday night, and we'll have it live on KNTR Sports as well. Don't forget, the football game that was scheduled for Friday night is tomorrow night.
Yes.
All right, tomorrow night at 7. It's Havasu hosting Lee Williams. All right, we'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us. Again, that number to call for the ASU tickets, 928-855-9336. 855-9336. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the... Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell?
Well, no, we have not forgotten him. We'll never forget. Right, Russ?
Absolutely not.
All right. Russ Mascari is here, the past commandant of the Marine Corps League, post 757 in Lake Havasu City. And in 1 second, we're going to let people know who brings us this program, this very important program brought to you by The Chair, also Mojave College, samsguns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, Dorita's Place, the Lewis Team Remax by the Lake, and Looky Lou's Antiques and Collectibles. Don't forget, folks, tomorrow night's Lake Havasu High School football game against Lee Williams, the Volunteers. It's tomorrow night, not Friday night. So it's been rescheduled. If you go there Friday, there will be no football. Right?
Right.
No football. All right. So go tomorrow night and listen to the game on 980 AM. Or if you're in Kingman, you can stream at KNTRSports.com. And we'll have the game right there with Steve Greeley and Bill Beckman. So as is per SOP with you, Russ, you killed another tree to be on the show. Russ brings copious notes.
Well, I'm here as a representative of the group, the committee that puts together this 9/11 rededication ceremony every year.
Right.
And we're honored by the community and by the people who sponsor this event to never forget the 9/11 and the towers and the loss of nearly 3,000 lives that day. I knew exactly where I was at that time. I was sitting in my office in my home in St. Charles, Illinois, and watching the news, and this broke on into the news, and I was riveted like most people almost the entire day or 2 days. Watching
changed.
This horrific event and you know, the largest assault on our land probably ever from a standpoint of foreigners coming here doing us harm, and terrorists they were prepared, and they took down the Twin Towers and killed 2,977 people plus the 19 terrorists who perished. And you know, you can't forget that. If you just close your eyes a moment, sitting here listening to me now, you'll see those towers smoking, on flame, the planes crashing in. After a long burning period of time, the towers collapsing on themselves, and the people on the street running away from the debris from the crushing towers. How can you forget that image? And You know, and you can't. You should never. You should never forget that we were vulnerable, and we've always got to be heads up. There's a nice piece in the paper today, interview by Erica, the reporter who wrote right. this about Richie Sloma, interview of Richie.
I saw that.
And he said, it reminds him every all the time that be vigilant, pay attention. Don't assume everything is going to go be safe. You know, it's like this horrific event on the train in Charlotte. You know, there's sort of a deviation from this, but, you know, pay attention. Be prepared to do something, to intercede. And, yeah, even though you may get some hell for stopping it, you gotta do it.
As a member of Silent Witness, if you see something, say something.
Exactly.
That's
right.
What it's all about right there.
Exactly. Well, all our groups came together, the VFW, the American Legion, the Fire Department, the Police Department, the Marine Corps League, and we'll be down at London Bridge Beach at 8:15 in the morning.
Wow.
To do our rededication ceremony. There'll be a flag folding ceremony, and those of you who have never seen that, each fold is there's a clip, a remark that's made for each fold,
right.
And the theme of the folds is God, family, country, and we will do that fold, and we will raise all the flags of the states and the police department and the fire department and the Marine Corps League, the Marines, will raise all those flags and drop them to half staff. That reminds me, tomorrow is a half staff flag day from sunrise to sunset.
Right.
And George, the flag man, Arizona flag man here in town, alerted me to that. So pay attention in the morning.
Right.
Those of you who have flags in your yard, drop it down and raise it back up to half staff and raise it back up at nightfall.
Yeah, so. I hear all these national commercials for flags, you know, and made in the USA. And this, you know, George sells flags that are made in the USA, too, and you're shopping local.
Yeah.
So it's 13 folds, correct?
13 folds.
Yeah, thought so.
13 folds, God, family, country. Listen to we'll read a script as we do the flag folding. And, you know, front and center in our frontal lobes in our head ought to be God, family, country.
Right.
In that order.
So you have the Arizona flag, New York State flag, and Pennsylvania flag. And then what's after that?
Oh, you have the police. You'll have the Coast Guard. You'll have
Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There'll be somebody will be doing the Space Force flag. I can't remember, but there's also two choral groups.
So it's Bill Musel?
Who's he with?
On the back, it says Space Force.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's with the cadets that fly, the
uh-huh.
flying cadets. Bud Watts, our past commandant, will be the MC of the program. And, you know, the presentation of the colors will be by the league, by the fire department, by the police department. And two choral groups, again, as I mentioned, will be there. Doing a songs for us. We have a rifle salute and taps. It's a very nice, it's a dignified program and presentation, and it's a great way to honor those who perished that day and never forget all the lives that were lost. And we are still losing from the residuals of the damage done to the
yes.
bodies and the lungs. Right. Of those who were there, right there at ground zero.
Yeah, a lot of trauma and healing.
Absolutely.
And, oh my God, I can't even imagine the bereavement groups that assembled after that. It's just massive.
How'd you like to be the wife of the guy who led the spearheaded takedown that airplane in Shanksville?
Let's roll. Yeah.
And how'd you like to be the wife that's perhaps the last thing she ever heard?
Neil Young did a song called Let's Roll to commemorate that event.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's just hard to believe how it happened. I mean, it's such an outside-the-box terrorist plot, you know, and how they got here to train, to fly, and they didn't train to land.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
The first clue right there.
No questions asked.
Right.
I don't care how I don't care if I learn how to land.
Right. I don't need to learn how to land. You're like, what?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, and Russ will be there. You said 8:15, London Bridge Beach.
We'll have water. We encourage you to bring a hat, sunscreen perhaps, and a chair. We'll have some chairs out there, but bring your own place, your portable chair to sit.
And right.
Come and join us at this rededication ceremony. Again, 9/11, a day we must never forget.
So on tomorrow's show, our 9/11 show, we'll actually, Kim Zanon's going to be here, and she's going to talk about, she has a lot of family involved in the military in that, and her son actually joined went into the service because of 9/11.
Sure.
Yeah, and then she's going to talk about Project 928. And Brian Springberg will be here as well for the second half hour.
So there was a surge in enlistments after 9/11.
Right.
You know, it's called Patriot Day now. And,
yeah.
Yes, there was a surge. People wanted to serve, wanted to get into the mix and be ready to go back at the Mavericks.
Yeah. I'm going to take this up to the top of the hour with the break, but Russ, thanks for coming in. We really appreciate you being here.
My pleasure.
Folks, don't forget, on Saturday and Sunday, Jerry Stewart's going to have a very special 9/11 tribute, remembering 9/11, and that'll be at 4 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. Russ, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Here's some Lee Greenwood.
From the lakes of Minnesota.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.